And what's killing you softly?
Kill me softly. I'm not complaining. I love that I'm getting to do my bathroom. We're having a lot of remodeling things. Last time I was talking about how the guy didn't communicate with me outside, so I fired him and he turned it around, rehired him in the same conversation.
You really laid down the law, changed the law.
I did. It's fine. So that we got fixed. I have this thing I got off Pinterest where I took my linen closet and my medicine cabinets, and now they're going to be open with some shelves. It's a cute little look. And I told the guy that this is what I want. And I showed him, and he was like, okay, we'll have the painter do that. And I was like, that's funny because it's like a piece of wood that's not painted, but yeah, okay, the painter can do it. So then later I'm like, hey, remember, this is what I want. He goes, oh yeah, we'll have the painter do that. And I'm like, okay, still didn't sit right with me. That's fine. The third time he talked to his painter and the painter's like, I don't do that. You need a carpenter. And I'm like, that's what I thought, but that's fine. Anyway, like, it's really a deep closet right now. And I said, I'd like it to be 12 inches deep. And then my husband's like, that's not deep enough. I'd like it to be 14 inches deep. So what did this painter do? This joker made it 23 inches deep. I personally got out the tape measure with you. And we were together with the measure, 12 feet. And then I said, 14 feet's fine. 23 inches.
Inches.
23 yeah. inches. Have I been saying inches. Feet this whole time?
I don't think so.
Have, no, I was just like, that my one goodness, time. It's yeah. a tunnel.
Let me find you some Tylenol.
Anyway, so they messed it up and now they're going to have to come back and do it again. But I'm just like, I could not share this picture with you more frequently. Or for a longer period of time. Just a little frustrating. It's fine. It'll get fixed. But what in the actual world?
But I saw it. It looks great.
No, we only saw a picture of it, I think, of what she wanted.
Oh.
That hasn't happened in my life because it just simply can't.
Well, I was supposed to call the painter. So I'll just call the painter about that.
Please don't call the painter.
Maybe that's where your contractor's gone wrong. You've showed him these pictures and he just thinks he's already done it each time. Like, look at my work. It was so good.
I would love it. He's like, that'll be 10 grand. I'm like, what? No. What's giving you life, Rebecca?
So I recently realized that we can make lattes at home. Neil has this little espresso thing that sits on the stove. But he has been making me a latte almost every morning that tastes better than Starbucks. It is so good. And yesterday he's like, you know, we could get pumps too, like vanilla and mocha.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
clicked in my mind. A mocha is a mocha latte?
Yeah.
Like it's a latte with mocha in it? I thought they were separate drinks. It's a latte with chocolate pumps.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought at Starbucks, a mocha and a latte. Because you don't say, I want a vanilla. You say, I want a vanilla latte.
Yeah.
You don't say, I want a caramel. You say, I want a caramel latte. But yep. we always say, I want a mocha. So I thought that was a totally different drink. But it's not.
Makes sense.
So, Starbucks, see ya.
I love that. That's so exciting.
Except we went through the drive-thru today. Tomorrow,
see ya.
You guys are bad at firing people. Well, you know what's funny? My giving me life is a latte, too. Isn't that weird?
No way! It is.
Stop.
So today I went and checked on the sheath, and next door to it is this cute cafe that I never noticed before called Pistachio. It was adorable, and one of the first things on the menu was a rose latte. I freaking love rose, and it was the best latte I've ever had in my life. Oat milk, rose, I don't know. Extract.
How do you know you like rose? Have you eaten one before?
I've had rose-flavored candy before.
Interesting. I've never even heard of this.
I like the smell of it.
That is so funny. I have such an aversion to anything rose. It's so interesting. Like, I hate
you rose. Hate roses. You hate hearts.
I really hate it. Yeah, but like the smell of roses. So when you say a rose latte, I'm like, oh, that sounds so putrid.
I get that.
Good. I love, though, that you loved it.
They also have those rose candies from Mexico that's like powder. Have you had those? It's like powdered mm-hmm. sugar. It's basically like a biscuit mix, but rose flavored. And it has nuts in it. I am not selling it, but I love that candy. It's impossible to eat. It's just a crumbly powder. Like, barely compressed into a package.
Shaped like a rose?
Nope.
Oh.
Just a circle of powder pressed together. You can't even eat it. You just have to be like, scoop it.
From Mexico? Are you sure it's edible?
It's edible.
It's cocaine.
Do you have it right before this episode?
Yes, oops.
whoops a doodle. I ate the rose. Liked that? There is more where that came from. Join us on Patreon. You'll get access to a private Facebook group, and at the $3 level or higher, you'll get an additional show on our off weeks. And we've been doing this for so long, there are at least 100 episodes that you've never heard before. They're just sitting there waiting for your ear holes. So let's make that happen today. Go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.